Luke chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they stood perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. And they became frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. And the men said to them, "Why are you seeking the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise up." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary the Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the rest of the women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose up and ran to the tomb, and stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths alone, and he went away to his own home, marveling at what had happened. And behold, two of them were going on the same day to a village named Emmaus, which was 60 stadia away from Jerusalem. And they were talking to each other concerning all these things which had occurred. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words which you are exchanging with one another while you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, Cleopas by name, answered and said to him, "Do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem, and not know the things which have taken place in it in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet powerful in work and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priest and our rulers delivered him up to the sentence of death, and crucified him. But we were hoping that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all these things, it is now going on the third day since these things took place. But moreover, some women from among us amazed us, being at the tomb early, and not finding his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he is living. And some of those with us went to the tomb and found it even as the women also said, but they did not see him. And he said to them, O foolish and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them clearly in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he acted as though he would go farther. And they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, because it is near evening, and the day is already gone by." And he went in to stay with them. And as he reclined at table with them, he took the loaf and blessed it, and having broken it, he began handing it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them. And they said to one another, "Was not our heart burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was opening to us the scriptures?" And they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, saying, the Lord really has been raised and has appeared to Simon. And they related the things that occurred on the road, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And as they were speaking these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and became frightened and thought they beheld a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you behold me having." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they handed him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. And he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all the things written in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms concerning me must be fulfilled." Then he opened their mind to understand the Scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ would suffer and rise up from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you. But as for you, stay in the city until you put on power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God.